Who has, in the past, I don't know, month, felt like they've been imprisoned? Who has, in the past month, said something to the effect of, this isn't fair. I should be able to go do this. I should be able to go see my friends. Maybe for a while you were, but then, you know, then Governor Andy said something that made everybody realize, well, we can't be doing that anymore. So we stopped doing that. Many of us are confined in many different ways, and it takes a hold of our very lives. It begins to make us see the world differently, I think. We are, in a sense, confined, not to jail per se. I hope your home doesn't feel like a jail. I hope it is a place of happiness and laughter, maybe frustration every now and then. And yet still, we feel confined. The apostles, too, were feeling a bit confined. The Sadducees, the high priest, had gathered them all together and put them into jail. And then an angel came. Gotta love those angels. One of them showed up, and without breaking the bars of the gates, without doing anything to the guards, without harming them or doing really anything, it seems like the angel just opened a magic door, and the apostles just walked through it, and then the angel closed the door again, and they were free. They were free. No more confinement, no more quarantine, no more virus, no more of any of this. They were free. They could go and do whatever they want. And yet they chose to return to the very same place where they had been arrested previously, where they had been found guilty of doing what the high priest and the Sadducees claimed that they were doing, preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. They returned to that. And they returned in the middle of the day, where people would see them and know exactly where they were. They weren't afraid of being seen right there. They were free. They could have gone wherever they wanted. By the time they were arrested again, they could have been on a boat on the Sea of Galilee, perhaps. And yet they came right back to the place where they were taken prisoner. In our gospel, we read how some prefer the darkness to the light. A little teaching moment, perhaps. I do like history. There is, I heard a podcast, actually, that was talking about how when the first street lights were invented, do you know that we always haven't had electricity? And this was before even electricity. These were gas-powered streetlights. Before then, there was hardly any light after dark, especially just out in public. And yet, they were able, because of the gas that was available, to light these streetlights. People didn't like it. They would throw rocks at the lanterns to break them and to put out the gas. They simply didn't like the reality that what had been dark had been made light. Now, there's any number of reasons why this would have happened, but it was different. And I think that's the main point. People don't like things that are different. We'd rather have things that are the same, even if part of us knows it's not better for us. That's what the people who broke those street lamps were doing, and that's what the apostles could have done. They could have returned to what was very familiar, to what was very known to them, and yet they went into the light, which Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That's part of the theme of Easter, that they went back into the light without fear, without worry about what would happen to them. Maybe a little anxiety, but still they went. They went all the same. Eventually, we will be free. I promise. I'll bet my life on it. One day, the quarantine will be lifted. Hopefully sooner than later. But one day we will be free. And God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to save us and set us free so that we can come to prefer the light to the darkness. My question for you and for all this morning is, what will we do when we are free? What will we do after we don't have to worry so much about all of this? What will we do with that freedom? Christ, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to set us free.